Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
This is one of the harder podcasts I've done, as the Ryder Cup just started, and I can't take my eyes off of it. If you don't know the Ryder Cup or care for golf that much, I've still got you covered. This is a flag-waving, Uncle Sam-pointing, Lady Liberty-shining spectacle that's going to make you feel great again during these bad times. You love America? Watch a few minutes of the Ryder Cup this weekend. Hey, it's been years since the Chiefs weren't in first place in the AFC West, until this week. Now something even more ominous looms. The Chiefs and the Chargers are playing Sunday for undisputed last place in the division. Can you even imagine? There's one crucial matchup in this game that's going to determine the outcome. We'll tell you what that is. A Jackson County judge has ordered authorities to use any means necessary to shut down Ray's Cafe in Blue Springs. Does that mean cops are headed there to haul the owner off to jail? Not sure where this is all going, but authorities in Jackson County are out of control. So is our southern border. Reverend Al Sharpton gets shouted down while speaking in Del Rio, Texas. He was called a race baiter and accused of trying to incite rioting and violence as he showed up at the border to support his people. Who are his people? Americans? No. Black Americans? No. Try again. Mexicans? Guatemalans? No, they're not dark enough. Reverend Al is there for Haitians, and he's trying to make money off of it. This guy is the lowest of all low. We are brought to you by Elite Automation, designing and installing intelligent building systems that can save you thousands off your utilities. They also work as a consultant. It costs you nothing. They'll come take a look at your building, see where you're spending all your energy, consult with you to save you money. When you save money, you share what you save with them. How easy is that? You have a school, a church, a building, a rec hall, a warehouse. What's your building costing you? Call Elite Automation and find out. It costs you nothing to find out. 913-766-2188. Online at eliteautomate.com. Bstock.net. This weekend's a great time to upgrade your TV. You got this in time for Sunday at noon. They've got some great deals on 70 and 75-inch Samsungs for football, $499 and $599. A 70-inch Samsung for $499. Okay? This is unbelievable. They got some great deals. They also have a few MacBook Pros left that are about 20% off what you get them at the Apple Store. iPads available and upscale TVs as well. You want the best of the best? They are there. Bstock.net, online, ship it anywhere, or pick it up in Olathe, 14680 South Flaming Road. Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC in Excelsior Springs. The best way to build your new GM is with Robert Robinson. It doesn't matter where you live. Roberts Robinson will set you up. Whether you're looking for a sweet new GMC Sierra Denali or a Chevy Silverado or Colorado, they can get you in the right truck or the right SUV at the best price anywhere. Have it built exactly like you want it. When it's in, they'll bring it right to you. Service matters. Roberts Robinson, the customers say, we just make it easy. Ask for Mike Robinson or Tim Trader on the showroom floor. These are great American Patriots, guys. I'm telling you, I know these people. They think like we do. If you're going to get a GM, do it with Roberts Robinson, even if you live in Wichita or something. They'll get it to you. Do business with people you know, not some big corporate dealer. These are small business owners, conservatives. Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC in Excelsior Springs. Buick, experience the new Buick. And my man Hutch out at Amazing Garage Floors, he's a big sponsor of Bloomapalooza. Redwhiteandbluma.org is the website. It is Friday night in Stillwell. You can still go. Ticket sales have been brisk. They have a shuttle from Tanner's on 143rd Street and Metcalf that starts at 5 o'clock. You're going to love this. It's got live music. Travis Marvin is there. This is going to be a lot of fun. It raises money for military charities and local charities in the Kansas City area for service members. John Hutchins is a great American patriot. He served with honor. And so you know he really cares for his garage floor when you put it in. It's a great guy to do business with. He doesn't want me to talk about his garage floors. He wants me to talk about the charity thing. It's like, just talk about the charity thing, will you? Get some of the listeners out to Red, White, and Bluma, Bloomapalooza. It is Saturday night, and you can go. Visit the website Red, White, and Bluma, B-L-U-M-A, redwhiteandbluma.org. Okay, the Ryder Cup is on, and if you love America, you don't have to love golf. You're going to like watching some of this TV this weekend on KKHI. Hit it!
Sports, politics, life. Joslyn's Jewelry presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
It's hard to think back over the first year and remember every podcast we've done here at KKHI, as it is a daily podcast, but I will be honest with you completely and totally today and tell you this could be the most difficult podcast I've had to do yet. And the only reason why is the freaking Ryder Cup started this morning, and I'm just totally sucked in and hooked into this thing. It is a spectacle like no other, and I know golf is not everybody's game, and you've heard me say before that my favorite golf event is the Masters because it's annual and I love the Masters tournament, and it's fantastic, and people who don't typically watch golf will watch the Masters because of the beauty, the drama, the tradition, all of the things that we love about sports, the non-commercialization of it, the very limited commercial breaks and the television broadcast, the lack of signage on the golf course, all of those things. Sometimes we don't know why we love things like that. Just things that are more pure than others, we recall with a great fondness of earlier times, earlier days, simpler days when you didn't look at a Royals game at Kauffman Stadium and see 37 different ads on your TV screen at once. Those were great times. And we have those times again this week at the Ryder Cup. You will see an occasional sponsor thing, I think here or there, maybe on one of the tents where people have, you know, private corporate gatherings and it's their company that has it, but not very much. The Ryder Cup, if you don't know exactly what it is, this is a Ryder Cup 100 level course, is a 12-man match, 12 Americans versus 12 Europeans. They can come from any European country. What I believe has become strange about this event is a couple of the better players for Europe are basically Americans, and they all want to become American citizens. They live here. Sergio Garcia lives in Dallas. Rory McIlroy lives in Florida. John Rahm and Paul Casey live in Scottsdale. They live here. They work here. They play on the PGA Tour. They're becoming American citizens. They're dual citizenship, but it's also the beautiful thing about America. It also reminds us what's great about this country, that these people love where they're from. They love that they're from Spain or Northern Ireland or England or wherever they're from, or it's fantastic that they're from there. As they play golf and they travel the world, they realize they want to live in the United States. They want to become an American citizen. So it is slightly, to me, not to most people, it is slightly watered down because there is such an American flair to the European team. They're very Americanized players, and we know them so well in America. This event is played every other September. And it's played in the United States, and then 2 years later in Europe, then 2 years later in the United States. So what you get is every 4 years they play in the United States. They're in Kohler, Wisconsin, on the lake. The Kohler toilet people and faucet people have built this unbelievable golf resort there. It is spectacular viewing. The weather looks just simply sensational. The sun is out. There's no clouds. They're playing, it looks like, on the ocean, but it's, I guess it would be Lake Michigan, right? That they're playing on, and the golf course is just ridiculous. The Ryder Cup started in 1927, and I personally didn't think much about it or know much about it. It was not a very big deal for a long time because the Americans won every year. For like 50 years until the 80s or whatever, the Americans won every time, and it sort of felt like we're bullies. We have these great American players. We'll play Europe just for fun. People didn't care as much, and it got wild. Into the 70s and 80s, it got wild. Some golfers came along in the 80s from Europe, and they started winning. They started beating the United States. And I remember in the early days of my sports journalism career, covering and getting to know Tom Watson. And this was basically on the heels of his greatness, where he was the best player in the world for many, many years. I think I first met Tom Watson in 1985 at an event where I went out for Channel 4 and had covered something he was doing and interviewed him then. This was 2 years after, 2.5 years after. He had won the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. He was the best player in the world. He'd won all these majors. He'd been on this incredible tear. And he would like to sit around with reporters a lot of times in a conference room and kind of shoot the breeze, promoting events that he was doing, promoting his Children's Mercy Classic, some of the things he was doing fundraising. And we would stop rolling the cameras, and we would sit there, and he would talk, and he would tell these stories about the Ryder Cup. And I didn't know anything about the Ryder Cup. I had liked golf. I started playing golf because of Tom Watson, because he was so good, and we knew he was good. And I thought, well, I want to go try that. He's cool. You know, he's like the best player in the world. He's from Kansas City. I should pick up a club and try. And so I did, and I loved playing. Obviously, I was a stick and ball guy, so it was very natural for me to play the game. And Watson would tell all these stories about the Ryder Cup and how he would feel pressure in the Ryder Cup that he never felt at the Masters or the U.S. Open. in those individual tournaments you're playing for yourself, and there is immense pressure. When you're playing at the Ryder Cup, in almost every match until Sunday, well, every match until Sunday, you're playing with a teammate. It's a two-man game, two Americans versus two Europeans in a foursome. And on Sunday, you play your individual ball, but you're still playing for your other, on Sunday, 11 teammates. All 12 golfers play on Sunday. Eight golfers play this morning for each team. Eight golfers play this afternoon. Same thing on Saturday. Eight golfers from each team will play in the morning. Eight golfers in the afternoon. The coaches can change it up. The captain, Steve Stricker in this case, who's from Wisconsin, can change it up any way he wants and play whoever he wants, pair them together any way he wants. But what has happened over the last 30 years or so is the Europeans have dominated this event, and it has become a raucous, wild event. It became very controversial in the early 90s that there was some booing going on, that fans in America were booing the Europeans, or they were cheering bad golf shots. This was a no-go in the sport of golf forever. It is an absolute free-for-all in 2021. The second this thing, they introduced John Rahm and Sergio Garcia, both Spaniards. Theoretically, one lives in Dallas, the other in Scottsdale, but theoretically, both Spaniards from Europe. They introduced them at the first tee, and the entire giant, massive gallery around the first tee boos them. It's just sensational. And Sergio Garcia is sitting there smiling and laughing and yucking it up, and it's awesome. I mean, it's just incredible. They get silent for every shot. There's no chuckleheads out there making noise when they're hitting their golf shot. They let the golfers concentrate, but between shots, they're shouting and they're booing and they're cheering. They're doing all these things, and it's unlike anything you've ever seen before. It will be on Golf Channel. It'll be on NBC all weekend long. If you love America, watch a little golf this weekend. If golf isn't your thing, but you really love America, watch a little golf. You want to see Americans? You want to see great conservative Americans act beautifully at a sporting event? All right, these are the people that they say are insurrectionists, all right? That place is loaded with Trumpers. Golf fans, in particular, are conservative. Wisconsin golf fans are conservative. This is a red, white, and blue Americana celebration. There's guys running around in costumes, jumpsuits. They'll be dressed up like Uncle Sam. There will be flags flying. There will be some dude will probably be walking around in a Statue of Liberty outfit. I mean, it's going to be unbelievable. You're going to see more red, white, and blue America this weekend in Kohler, Wisconsin, than you would ever see at the Olympics. The Olympics are watered down. They're dull. They're too confusing. It's too international. Too many countries cheat. This is, even if you don't follow golf, these are some golfers you know, some people you've heard of that you'll see. And it is a stunning setting. The golf course is just beautiful. It conjures up the beauty and the grandeur of the United States and the vast expanse that we are as a nation. You're going to love this. Watch the Ryder Cup. The Americans are huge favorites. Typically what happens is the Americans are huge favorites. They go out and lose and we're all disappointed. I don't think so. These are really young players on the American team. They don't have nearly as much Ryder Cup experience. Maybe they'll choke under the pressure because it's a completely different kind of pressure, but I doubt it. Their skill level is immense. They're much better and more talented players. The team is deeper. The singles in particular should benefit the American team on Sunday. So if it's close going into Sunday, I think the Americans should dominate on Sunday. But watch a little bit of this. The stars of this thing, Justin Thomas hit the first tee shot for America today. He's 4-1 in this event. Patrick Reed is not playing, but he became nicknamed Captain America simply because of how well he's played in the Ryder Cup. Ian Poulter on the European team has basically made his entire name, his entire career, off being a great Ryder Cup player. He's not major winner. He's not, you know, Ian Poulter's been a good player for a long time, but his reputation, the reason he is known all over the world by golf fans everywhere, is he crushes it in the Ryder Cup every time he plays in it. He's probably too old and not good enough to be on this team, but they pick him because he's that good. There's some long in the tooth guys on that European team. There's some older players that they've taken, and Lee Westwood is playing on that team. Shane Lowry's on the Ryder Cup team. There's some older guys on there, and it's a completely different looking team than the Americans, who are extremely young, extremely talented, and huge favorites. But forget that part. Forget the golf part. Forget that. If you love the podcast because you love America and you like the politics we do here and you want to immerse yourself in something good instead of some crap that Nancy Pelosi's spewing out or some filth that AOC is fake crying on the floor of the House of Representatives or something, or doing some, you know, photo op at the border, If you just love America, and if people in Washington, D.C. and New York and L.A. and places like that that live in their bubble, if they would just watch this weekend, they will understand us a little bit. They will know who we are. The only drawback is NBC and Golf Channel produce this telecast, and they are exceedingly liberal. Exceedingly liberal. So you'll probably get a heavy dose of European accents, and they'll treat both teams the same, and you know all this, because they love Europe. You know, NBC loves Europe maybe more than they love the United States. They just want it all to be one. That's the only drawback, but I don't know how you fix that. This is America, red, white, and blue, through and through. I think you'll enjoy it. Now, prior to the Ryder Cup starting, an actor named Tom Felton, who played the number two role in Harry Potter movies. When my kids were kids, they all went and saw the Harry Potter films. This man is 34 years old now, and he played the nemesis of Harry Potter, right? He collapsed on the 18th hole yesterday at the Ryder Cup. There was a celebrity match taking place. He's 34 years old, and he collapsed on the 18th hole, and they took him to the hospital. There is no update on his condition. He was awake when they carted him off and took him to the ambulance, so we assume he'll be okay. Who knows? On a golf course, a celebrity, fun at the Ryder Cup, it could be something as simple as dehydration and he collapsed, or it could be a medical condition. They have not said yet. Very ominous and strange way to start the Ryder Cup, but they had a celebrity fun match for the fans. He came over from Europe. Tom Felton's a big deal there. I couldn't pick him out of a crowd because I only remember him as a little kid. But we wish him the very best in a very strange way for the Ryder Cup to start. Very strange way for the Chiefs to start would be a 1-2 start. And what is on the line Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium is very simple. The Chiefs and the Chargers are the favorites in the AFC West. The Chiefs by a mile and then the Chargers behind them. But one of these teams is walking out of Arrowhead Stadium with a 1-2 start, and that ain't good. It can't be the Chiefs. It shouldn't be the Chiefs. Chiefs are a 6.5-point favorite, but I'm not buying it. I think the Chargers are going to play the Chiefs really close. The Chargers, this is the strangest matchup of Week 3. And here's why. There's a little-known thing about the Chargers and the Chiefs game. Their coach, Brandon Staley, has taken over. Nobody could pick him out of a crowd. Nobody knows Brandon Staley. Justin Herbert threw a couple of picks last week. They were bad. He's made some negative plays, but he looks like a really, really good young talent. The Chargers are not scoring as many points as they'd like. They have no trouble moving the ball up and down the field. They get in the red zone. They've been there 10 times in two games, but they've only scored 3 touchdowns. They're 3 out of 10 in the red zone. The Chiefs defense, meanwhile, has done something that is absolutely impossible. This is an impossibility. The Chiefs won't have 2 games in a row the rest of the year where this happens. They won't. So it's bad right now, and the defense is bad, and the run defense is bad. All these things are bad. A lot of bad with the Chiefs defense to go around. But there is no statistic worse than this. Through 2 games, opponents of the Chiefs have been in the red zone 8 times and scored 8 touchdowns. That is next to impossible in the National Football League. It's a shocking number. The odds you could get on that happening again for the Chiefs this year in Vegas would be 1,000 to 1. It's not going to happen again. But this is quite a matchup. The Chargers can't get in the end zone, and the Chiefs can't keep anyone out of the end zone. We're going to find out on Sunday exactly where the rubber meets the road on this one. Is the Chiefs defense real? If the Chargers go 3 out of 4 even in the red zone on Sunday, the Chiefs are in trouble. I think that'd be 24 points in the red zone, and they'd probably get another touchdown some other way. That'd be 31. That's going to be hard to beat. But the Chargers haven't been able to do it, and Herbert's been part of the problem. He threw a really bad interception in the end zone last week playing against the Cowboys. This is a fun game. The Chiefs have dominated the AFC West. They're 31-5 since 2015 against the AFC West. The Chiefs are 12-2 against the Chargers the last 7 years. But the loser of this game is 1-2 and walking out in last place. That's it. The loser is in last place in the AFC West. I don't remember, this week is the first time in years that the Chiefs haven't been in first place or tied for first. I mean, they're undefeated in September, so it has to be 4 or 5 years since the Chiefs have not been in first place. This is it. I don't ever remember it. And now, if they lose on Sunday, they're in last place. That's guaranteed, and that's shocking. We don't really think of it like that, but this can be a hell of a game. Sunday at noon, Jim Nantz, Tony Romo, again, the Chiefs get the number one announcing team from CBS, the entire country will not see this game because it's noon games. Regional broadcasts of other AFC teams will be happening all over the country, but a giant piece of the country will see it. Almost all of the Midwest, a lot of major cities east where their team isn't playing, and of course the West Coast and Southern California because of the Chargers. So Jim Nance and Tony Romo again, there you have it. Other NFL news, there are reports out that the wild card this weekend, this year, in January, the super wild card weekend, remember there are six games now instead of four, which was kind of, remember that last year? We kind of forget. Super wild card weekend is six games. There's only one bye. So the Chiefs, unless they are the one seed, they're going to be playing in the super wild card weekend. They're going to change the format this year. They have not formally announced it, but it looks like they're going to play two wild card games on Saturday, three wild card games on Sunday, and a wild card game on Monday Night Football. I love that. Coaches are going to scream to the high heavens. That's a short week. That's unfair. Somebody sitting around waiting for the one seed, waiting for an opponent may say, well, we got to wait until Monday night until we know who we're playing. I don't know how they'll do it, but coaches will complain and fans will love it. This is a fabulous idea for the NFL. Wait and start the Saturday games later in the afternoon, like a 3 o'clock game and a 7 o'clock game. Play your triple header on Sunday, noon, 3:45, 7:30. Let's do it. And then have the Monday night game. I think that's a fabulous idea for the playoffs. I support that fully. I would love to have a Monday night football game in the playoffs. It'd be really, really cool. I just hope it's not the Chiefs. I hope they're playing the following weekend and have that weekend off. Great story by Pete Gradoff in the Kansas City Star. Pete's a stud at the Kansas City Star. If you know him or you know of him or you ever just want to send him an email, you should. He works so hard and cranks out the best content the Star has, without a doubt. He's tremendous. He's written a piece about Gabe Spire. I don't know how closely we've all been following the Royals here at the end of the season, other than Salvi's home runs. Gabe Spire is a pitcher who was in the minor leagues for the Royals. On September 15th, he got a call at 6:15 in the evening. The Royals are scheduled to play at 7:10. He's in Omaha. They call Gabe Spire and say, get your butt in a car and get down here. Wade Davis can't go tonight. We need a pitcher in the bullpen, and we're short pitchers. Hustle. He and his wife, Megan, take 40 minutes to pack their bags, whatever they can gather, get in the car with their dog, Dax, and start driving over the speed limit. He admits it. He goes, I was driving safely, but I was driving as fast as I could. Safely. They get to Kauffman Stadium in the seventh inning. He pulls the car up in front, goes running into the stadium, goes into the clubhouse, puts his uniform on, runs down the tunnel, finds Mike Matheny, the manager, in the seventh inning and says, I'm here. Matheny says, great, welcome. After this batter, run to the bullpen and get loose. He's never pitched in the big leagues. And Spire's like, okay. He said, I didn't know whether he meant get loose to pitch or just get loose like you may have to go in later, like you've been sitting in a car for 3 hours. Okay, so he gets loose. He stretches. He starts throwing. Meanwhile, his wife, Megan, and their dog, Dax, are trying to talk their way into the stadium. There's no ticket sales, ticket takers. The gates are closed. At this point, there's only exiting. I assume the Royals help them in some fashion. They eventually get into the lower level. They get into their seat. The woman is sitting in the stands with her dog. Gabe Spire's warming up in the bullpen. He is called upon just a few minutes later. He's going to face Matt Olson with a runner on second base. Matt Olson is sixth in the American League in home runs and RBIs. This is his debut. Just a few minutes after arriving, he's on the mound at Kauffman Stadium and he strikes out Matt Olson. Gabe Spire would go on in his next two appearances to have scoreless outings. That's a pretty amazing feat. Matheny said, I've never seen anything like it before. He literally just pulled a Clark Kent. Just ran in, jumped in, changed his clothes, came out, and was Superman. That's a pretty cool story. And I apologize. Many of you maybe know that story. I missed that part. I missed it. I hadn't seen that. And I applaud Pete Gradoff for summarizing the entire thing on the Star's website today. That's really, really good stuff and a great story about a Major League Baseball debut. KKHI is brought to you by Fry Orthodontics with 12 area locations. They have video exams for new patients and certain Invisalign checks. We've been doing this before COVID, and it's more convenient, allows for fewer appointments. That means you can get on your computer and get examined from home if you'd like to do it. This is all about convenience. There's no dentist referral needed at Fry Orthodontics. Invisalign's the same price as braces. They can do video exams if you're a new patient for certain Invisalign checks after you get in and you don't have to come as often. You don't have to be there. They run on time with treatments and for all appointments. There's never any waiting. They're the best. This is a well-run operation. If you're thinking it's going to be inconvenient or problematic, don't. Get Invisalign and straighten your smile right now at Fry Orthodontics, where your smile is just the start. 360 Document Solutions can help your office run more efficiently. Any business in Western Missouri or the entire state of Kansas could use a little help from 360 Docs. They could, whether it's copiers and printers or IT solutions, mailing systems, phone systems, they do it all. Think of them as coming in and saving you money and making you more efficient. They'll get you out of any current leases you could have and get you into lower priced equipment, so a lower price point, making you more profitable and more efficient. They stand by you the whole way because customer service is what it's all about at 360 Document Solutions. Know who you're doing business with. Get some great conservatives in there working with you. That's what you need at your office. If you're in charge, if you're the office manager, you own a business, get these folks doing your IT solutions, your copiers, your printers. They'll stand by you. You can trust them. You know exactly what you're dealing with 360documentsolutions.com. Back 9 Development is a custom builder, whether it's a custom home, a room addition, a commercial property, or condominiums, like the Solheim at Grand Mere in Manhattan on the Colbert Hills Golf Course. TJ Vilkanskis builds wonderful upscale projects for you. This is one of the greatest developers and builders anywhere in the Midwest. TJ Vilkanskis, call him personally. He owns and operates the company. He'd love to hear from you about your project. 785-236-0161. Check out their entire portfolio online at back9development.com. And of course, Buck Roofing and Construction online at rbuckroofing.com. Get that free roof inspection this fall. It's time. We had some big storms, some hail and whatnot this summer. Have Buck Roofing come out and take a look at your roof. It's absolutely free. Just call them and mention the podcast. It's a free roof inspection by Buck Roofing. 913-384-2680. And you'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. A Jackson County judge has ordered Ray's Cafe in Blue Springs to be closed. Amanda Wolitz is the proprietor, the owner of Ray's Cafe. A friend of mine went to Ray's Cafe a couple weeks ago, said it was unbelievable how many people were there. They had, when all this went down, they were checking at the door. They sold you a $1 membership, so it was a dollar to get in. You had to become a member. Remember, they had to go private. This cafe that is closed at like 2:30 every afternoon, this is a breakfast brunch place, and it apparently is just the best comfort food you've ever had in your life. I'm going. It's just a matter of time. They had retired military, Marines, Army, at the door, signing you up to become a club member and checking for a dollar and checking your ID to make sure you didn't work for the government at the door to come in and eat. People were gladly doing it. He said, oh, they were handing them 20s, 50s, 100s, anything to keep them in business. They were walking in. They were having their meal. They were having a great time. They came out. My buddy said it was just fantastic food, a great atmosphere. It was patriots everywhere, conservatives everywhere. The sign on the door says we are not adhering to the mask mandate in Jackson County. If you don't like the rules, go home. Don't come in. Our staff isn't wearing them. You're not wearing them. We're living our lives. And this has been a weeks-long battle for Jackson County to try to shut this business down. And Amanda Wolitz has just fought and fought and fought. And finally, on Thursday, Judge Jennifer Phillips in Jackson County issued a court order that they are breaking the law in Jackson County's health department, because there is not currently, apparently, the health department will not issue them a food license at this time. They're saying they're in violation of their license to serve. And so the court order is they can't be open. And they have ordered authorities in any means necessary to close the business down, which means the cops can go in and arrest the staff for operating and close them down. It's too early in the morning on Friday to know what's going to happen as I record this, so I don't know how this ends. I'll tell you what it will be. It's going to be a crap show if Jackson County sends in some police and starts hauling those people off to jail. The last thing Mayor Lucas, that's Kansas City, Missouri, or Frank White in Jackson County, the last thing any of these people want is that. If that is what people see, it's going to be one of the biggest national stories you've ever seen. So I don't know what Amanda Wolitz is going to do. My guess is she's getting up today and going to start serving food, and they're serving it right now unless they're closed down. This is so bad on part of the authorities. We've always sat here and said, well, if we elect the wrong people, someday they're going to take control and tell us what we can and can't do and take our freedoms away. They've done it. Amanda Wolitz's business is being ruined by stupid politicians that are self-serving and controlling. This is absolutely ridiculous. These people are opportunists that are seeking power at every level, whether it be Kansas City, Missouri, or Jackson County, or someone like Al Sharpton in Del Rio, Texas on Thursday. Al Sharpton is a race baiter. He's made millions and millions of dollars off being a racist. That's what he is. He goes to Del Rio, Texas in support of his people. He says, we're here to stand with our people, the Haitians. Wait, what? See, this is the problem that so many black Americans have. They see skin color before they see America. Haitians are black. So Al Sharpton is there to support Haitians, not the United States of America. I'm just here to support them because their skin is black. He wasn't down there doing this for Guatemalans or Mexicans. He's down there for anybody that comes from West Africa or Haiti. I'm here to stand with my people, the Haitians, against the weaponization of horses by the United States government, which is false. It's absolutely not true. Nobody was whipped by a Border Patrol agent on a horse. It's just so fake. Sharpton gives this speech, and he is just completely drowned out by protesters. These are conservatives at the border. They're shouting at him, how much money are you making off this? How much do you profit? How much money are you making? There's no racism here. Go away. You're the only racist in Del Rio. I mean, they're just giving it to him. They know exactly what to say. You're the racist. You're the reverse racist. You're making money off being a racist. You're a race baiter. Go away. We don't like racists in Del Rio. Get out of here. They were drowning him out. They were shouting over him. They gave him such a hard time, and it was so perfect. And it was not profane, and it was not racist, and it was spot on, and it nailed every possible point. And it drew the attention of the media because the media is going to follow Al Sharpton. They love a good race story. And they go up to one lady who's there, and they start interviewing her, and they ask her. They don't know what she's going to say. And she says, I'm the wife of a Border Patrol agent. And that man right there, Al Sharpton, is trying to incite violence and riots where there is none. There are no riots and there are no violence. There's no violence here. This has been peaceful. It's out of control, but it's peaceful. The Border Patrol agents are doing their job. The authorities are doing their job. It's a crap show. We got 10,000 Haitians under a bridge. It's a terrible situation. But this man wants to see violence and riots. That's what he wants. And that woman is right. Al Sharpton went there for one reason. He wanted to see those Haitians rise up. He wants to see people come in from all over. BLM, anybody. Come on, let's get attention on Del Rio. Come on down here and let's burn some stuff. Let's have some riots. Let's have violence and say, look at these awful agents on this horse. They're whipping these Haitians coming across the border, which they weren't. Folks, if you're going to control your horse, you hold the reins. Sometimes you pull the reins. That stops your horse. Sometimes you flip the reins and hit your horse on the side to get him to run a little faster or go left. And do they swing the things as like a threat to people coming across the border? Of course. Nobody got hit with these reins. The horse is a viable tool. It's better than anything we can build in some cases, in some places at the border. This is just outrageous. Al Sharpton is a disgrace. And people like Al Sharpton are disgraces. He literally, the Reverend Al Sharpton. No. Reverend Al Sharpton ceased being a man of the cloth a long time ago. This man does one thing. He profits off being a racist. That's it. And Al Sharpton is absolutely, without a doubt, a racist. And he couldn't have said it more plainly yesterday. We're here to stand with our people, the Haitians. Not the Mexicans. No. Not the Americans. No. Their skin isn't black. The Haitians. We're here for them because they're black. Ridiculous. Meanwhile, Joe Biden says he's going to go to Chicago next week on Wednesday to push the vaccine with Mayor Lori Lightfoot. This is the worst idea ever. They'll either change this or not do it. They're going to get backlash on this because he's going there to push the vax. He's going to Chicago to talk about a vaccine. Let's do a couple of numbers on Chicago, shall we? If we want to talk about Chicago and the president of the United States is going to go there. More children have been shot in Chicago in 8.5 months this year than have died of COVID in the United States of America in over twice that time. Okay, that's a little confusing. Since COVID began, we've had fewer kids die. And these are sick kids with leukemia and things like that. But they get COVID, and it can kill a kid. If a kid has cancer and they get COVID, it can be problematic and they can die. We've had some kids die. But they've all had underlying conditions. They're all basically sick kids that got COVID. But we've had a number of kids die in America with COVID in over a year and a half, 19 months. In 8.5 months, in one city, we've had more kids than that shot. Shot. With guns, not needles, not the vax. No. This is kids shot on the streets in Chicago. We have more kids getting shot in Chicago than the entire country has COVID problem with kids. And we're doing all this masks in schools and all this stuff with these kids, and now we want to jab five-year-olds. It is insane. So proud of my daughter. She's been working on pediatric COVID research. She sent me a paper that they wrote, and she's featured prominently in it. And at the very beginning of this, from Children's Mercy Hospital, it states, as we all know, children don't get very sick from COVID. But we've had a few COVID patients at Children's Mercy Hospital, and we've worked with the families of those to take samplings and be able to do some diagnostics, take blood samples, look at the DNA, do the research, find out if there's something genetic involved with this harmed this child more than another child. Whether it has to do with race, gender, whatever. This is what my daughter does. I couldn't be more proud of her. It's remarkable work that she does. She's a medical researcher, and she works at Children's Mercy, and she's quoted in this story for this important work she's been doing for months at Children's Mercy. And I think it is important work. Why would one kid get sick from COVID and another have no symptoms? So that the families have to consent. They're able to draw blood. They're able to do a bunch of research, and they were able to get enough kids. It was hard because they didn't have that many COVID patients. And the ones they had weren't very sick. So it's a little difficult. And what they're trying to ascertain is if you're otherwise healthy and you have some COVID symptoms, we want to know why. That's great work. That's honorable work. And so that's been taking place. But it basically, the research starts out that, hey, you don't get very sick from COVID. Yet we're doing all these things all over the country. And what are we doing to help these kids in Chicago from getting shot? So Joe Biden is going to go talk about a vaccine next Wednesday with Lori Lightfoot, that we need to vaccinate more people in Chicago. This month, 298 people have been shot in Chicago. 61 have been killed. 586 killed this year in Chicago. And Joe Biden is headed there to talk about the vaccine? He can't. I mean, they can't be this dumb, can they? They can't possibly be this dumb. Well, we can't head off to the weekend on a story that dumb. So we'll end with something that I guess is good, depending on how you look at it. There's a guy in Maryland named Touchdown Joe. Touchdown Joe's a big Ravens fan. He got pretty excited Sunday night. I don't know if you know this. The Ravens beat the Chiefs. They hadn't been able to beat him in like 100 tries. The Ravens beat the Chiefs. People in Baltimore and in Maryland got very excited. They couldn't believe they'd beaten the Chiefs. But they did. Touchdown Joe was feeling lucky. The next day he goes out and buys a scratcher ticket. The Ravens have a scratcher ticket, like the Chiefs have scratcher tickets here. He went out and got a Ravens scratcher ticket. He scratched it off and won $100,000. Touchdown Joe in Maryland. His team finally beat the Chiefs. He went out and got a scratcher ticket, won $100,000. Says he's using it for home improvements. I like that story. That's a positive way to end the week. I want to remind you, you can unlock all the patron podcasts if you become a patron at kkhasissues.com. It's just $5 a month or more. We'll have the newsletter coming out on either Friday evening or Saturday morning. We'll have our newsletter for you. That's always fun. We did 3 patron podcasts this week. If you'd like to get those, you can unlock those. Just sign up at kkhasissues.com for $5 or more a month. If you would like to join, you'll get the bonus podcast. They're kind of fun. And the newsletter each and every week. We also do patron parties and things like that. Maybe we'll have a patron party at Ray's Cafe in Blue Springs. That would be awesome. Go over there one day for breakfast. Be really cool. It looks like they got a great menu. They got chili and chili dogs and chili cheeseburgers for lunch, which means they can put their homemade chili on a breakfast burrito, which I think is just fantastic. Load that baby up. Give me a burrito. Load it up with some scrambled eggs, sausage, some onions and peppers in there. Wrap it up as a burrito. Slop some chili and cheese on top of that baby. Ooh, does that sound like a great breakfast? Ray's Cafe. Yeah, let's do a patron party at Ray's Cafe. Join the patrons at kkhasissues.com. If not, hit that like or follow button if you can, wherever you listen. Or if you're new to the podcast, it's very important. The platform you listen on, it'll say like or follow or subscribe. Subscribe is free. I think that term is gone now. I think Apple got rid of that. Mostly just like or follow. We'd love it if you like or follow the podcast wherever you listen. Or we've got a Facebook page. You can go there and follow us on Facebook and like, follow us on Twitter at KK Has Issues. All the other social media. Some of those social media things are so liberal that many of you are not on there. If you want to get on Twitter, it's at KK Has Issues. You can follow me on Twitter or follow on Facebook as well. All the social media platforms. And mostly just spread the word if you can. That'd be very helpful. If you bump into people this weekend, tell them Kevin Keatsman has issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.